Hasta la vista, movies.
It's B-Movies, thanks to Mitsui Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go, before or after.
Kia ora and good morning to you, Latia. How's it going?
Good morning, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Yes, yep, just getting into it here on the Friday morning. Just having a glass of water. I just realised I haven't drunk any water this morning. So,
oh, no. Stay hydrated.
Yeah, stay hydrated. Now, you have been right in the thick of it. You've been making the most of the New Zealand International Film Festival. How many movies have you seen since the festival opened? And how many have you got left to go?
I've clocked up 11 so far, and I've got about, I think, 6 more, but one of them's the short film program, so there's like 4 or 5 in there as well. But It's a big weekend ahead. I'm very excited.
Amazing. Now, what are you going to review for us this morning? Is it one of the 11 that you've seen thus far?
I was trying to pick which ones I wanted to talk about, but I decided I'm going to do A24's new release called Janet Planet, which is one I think will probably get a theatrical release later in the year. So something that I think audiences might, if you didn't get a chance to see it at the film festival, you might get a chance to see it later. And that film, it's very similar to After Sun or Past Lives. It's one of those sort of quiet dramas where it doesn't feel like a lot's happening, but a lot is happening just under the surface. And it's about it's set in 1991 in summer in Massachusetts, and it's beautifully shot on 16mm film. And it's about a mother and a daughter. The daughter's Lacey. She's enthralled in her own imagination. She's kind of precocious, but also quiet and very dependent, obviously, you know, as a child, on her single mother, Janet, who is this beautifully kind of quiet, magnetic presence played by Louise Nicholson. And it's really just about these sort of three figures that kind of come in and out of her mother's life over that summer, and Lacey's sort of observation and experience of them. But I think anyone who's maybe growing up with a single parent, particularly a single mother, it's that moment, it's that kind of coming of age moment when you begin to realise that they exist as a person outside of being your mother. Like, they are going through life and they have friends and relationships, and they're not just there to look after you. So, yeah, as someone who has experienced it, I think it was a really special film that really reflected, I think, the specificity of that dynamic. And it's so gorgeously shot. It's from a first-time filmmaker as well. And, yeah, I really highly recommend it.
The trailer looks, I mean, I haven't seen it, but I watched the trailer and was like, ooh, this looks really, really, really good.
Yeah, it's just like a very quiet but impactful film. Like I said, if you like something like After Sun or Past Lives or that kind of genre of film, it's really funny. Like, Lacey is just hilarious. It's written and directed by Annie Baker, based off her Pulitzer Prize-winning play. So the writing is really sharp. It's really hilarious in moments in this kind of quite dark way, but I just think it's one of the best films that captures the world from a child's eyes, but also just the dynamics of a mother-daughter relationship. There's not a lot of plot or, you know, big dramatic turns, but it's so self-assured and just quietly compelling, and I really felt, I was very emotional watching it, and I hope other people who maybe have seen it at the film festival really liked it as well. So yeah, I think that's something worth checking out when it comes out in cinemas or maybe on streaming later in the year.
And it's, you're saying it's Annie Baker, the director's first film?
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you're like, damn, like it's so assured, like the directing, the pace of it. It's something that you might expect from a director who is kind of well into their career, just that level of restraint. And, you know, you might hold a shot for 10 seconds rather than choosing to cut it to make it more engaging for an audience. And I think it's cool that A24 supports, you know, directors and first-time directors making the film that they want to make. I think that's something that's been very clear coming through the films that they've supported from debut feature film directors in the past few years. So
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, anything shot in 16mm in this sort of American summer, it just looks amazing.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
Okay, so that's Janet Planet. It's already screened at the NZIFF, but you think it'll make a return to cinemas?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I think it'll be like a boutique cinema thing, maybe. Yep. But yeah, keep an eye out for it later in the year.
Latia, was there anything else that you've got your eyes on for this weekend in particular at the NZIFF?
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to go see I Saw the TV Glow, which is, I think, one of the top ones on my list. I'm very excited for that. Big short film weekend this weekend. And then The Substance, which is the crazy body horror film with Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley that, you know, did really well at Cannes. And I've heard amazing things that it's like diabolical and incredible. And I'm super excited for that closing night on Sunday.
Fantastic. All right, Latia, let's leave it there. And you have a fantastic weekend of cinema, and we'll check in with you next Friday.
Cool. Talk next week. Bye.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to B Movies, thanks to Mezzo Bar.